KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today, with a slight chance of late afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high around 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, Cass County Auditor and Election Commissioner Dale Sunderman has released a list of the candidates for the September 8th school board elections here in Cass County. In the Atlantic School District, there are three seats open for the at-large position on the school board. The seven candidates include Douglas Bierbaum, Allison Bruckner, Bob Drogo, Mark Fajan, Dennis Schwanke, Keith Swanson, and Jenny Williams, all of Atlantic. Current board members Dennis Davis, Rod Hartwig, and Phil Haskell are not running for re-election. In the CAM School District, where school directors are voted upon at-large, candidates for the North District include Julie Williamson of Wyota, and in the South District, where one seat is available, your candidates are Todd McKee of Messina and Emily Rouse of Cumberland. In the Griswold School District, there is no candidate for the Griswold School Director 1 seat. The candidate for the Griswold School Director 2 seat is Scott Hansen of Griswold, and the lone at-large candidate is Heather Pelzer of Griswold. In addition, patrons of the Atlantic Community School District will have a public measure in front of them on Election Day with regard to the renewal of the 10-year PEPL, or physical plant and equipment levy. Your ballot will say, shall the Board of Directors of the Atlantic Community School District in the counties of Cass, Pottawatomie, and Audubon, and state of Iowa, be authorized for a period of 10 years to levy and impose a voter-approved physical plant and equipment tax not to exceed 85 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation of taxable property within the school district, and be authorized annually, in combination as determined by the board, to levy a physical plant and equipment property tax upon all the taxable property within the school district, commencing with the levy of property taxes for fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2016. And the question also asks if you will impose a physical plant and equipment income surtax upon the state individual income tax of each individual taxpayer in the school district on December 31st for each calendar year, commencing with the 2016 calendar year and each year thereafter. The percentage of income surtax will not exceed 20%. Police in Clarinda arrested an Appanoose County man early Friday morning on drug charges. Officials say at around 2:20 a.m., 48-year-old James Edward Logsdon Jr. of Cincinnati, Iowa, was taken into custody following a traffic stop. He faces a felony possession of a controlled substance charge with the substance believed to be marijuana and possession of equipment and paraphernalia used for the ingestion of illicit substances. Logsdon Jr. was being held in the Page County Jail in lieu of a $5,000 bond, pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. About a half a dozen people delivered more than 5,000 petition signatures to the governor's office Thursday afternoon, urging Governor Terry Branstad to keep the two remaining state-run mental health institutes open. Branstad closed the mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant this year, and Aubriana Dolan of West Des Moines organized the online petition drive.
The resources are not out there for these individuals that are in these homes.
And legislators passed a bipartisan compromise that would have temporarily restored services at the Clarinda MHI for frail elderly patients who are mentally ill. The plan also called for reopening the Mount Pleasant facility for treatment of patients with a dual diagnosis of mental illness and substance abuse. Branstad vetoed those proposals and has not ruled out closing the remaining two mental health institutes. Dolan says the mental health care system cannot stand that loss.
I know several individuals that have gotten services from these institutions, and it saved their lives.
Dolan points to a recent Pew Charitable Trust report, which ranked Iowa 47th among the states for the percentage of the state budget spent on mental health services. The state president of the AFSCME union and 20 state legislators have filed a lawsuit challenging Governor Branstad's closure of the mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant. Fewer than 200 mentally ill patients are cared for in the state hospitals in Cherokee and Independence. Department of Veterans Affairs officials say funding of an adult daycare and other skilled and non-skilled services for Nebraska and Western Iowa veterans has been bolstered by belt tightening and will continue through September 30th past the scheduled cutoff. The VA's Nebraska Western Iowa Healthcare System said Friday that it will pay for all current authorizations for those services and for eligible veterans enrolled in VA healthcare. Because of funding shortfalls, the system had planned to stop paying for those services provided by community agencies as of today, but the system says its fiscal management team found ways to control expenses so the system could continue paying for those services. In addition, President Obama is expected to sign a new funding bill covering the VA shortfall. A ribbon cutting and grand opening was held Friday morning in Atlantic for the Buck Creek Dog Park, located on the northwest side of the Shulberg Recreation Area. Local dignitaries, park staff, street department personnel, and dog park committee, along with park and rec board members and members of the public, gathered for the event, which, according to Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones, has been in the works for about 4 years, ever since his daughter came in asking him why Atlantic doesn't have a facility similar to her town in Nebraska. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said he got the ball rolling by asking Dr. Keith Leonard, who is retired from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, currently owned by the Hoffman family, and Dr. Victoria with the Cass County Animal Clinic, if they would be willing to place collection jars at their businesses to garner interest and funds for the facility.
Of course, they welcomed that with open arms. They had lots of input for us to whether we should build here, whether we shouldn't. Is the soil right? Is it best for the pets? And those kinds of things. And in that whole concept, again, they've been behind us and supporting us, and the public has been very gracious to donate to those jars as well.
After the Parks and Rec Department publicly announced their plans for the dog park, Herring says a member of the community stepped forward with a substantial donation.
I'm sitting in my little cubicle at City Hall at the time, and all of a sudden walking around the corner comes a gentleman from the community and says, I want to help, and he said, I don't know if this will help or not, but he said, I'd like to contribute. And he handed me a check for $1,000, and he said, I hope this will help you with seed money to move forward. And I want to recognize Kevin and Christy Garrett for doing that. I know he's going to be mad at me for even saying or recognizing him. Kevin and Christy. He told me, he said, I don't want my name associated. I don't want to be in public, but I can't not do that. And so Christy and Kevin, thank you so much.
A huge chunk of money for the fencing for the dog park came from the Cass County Community Foundation, which provided a grant amounting to $10,000, or nearly two-thirds of the cost. And two young men with the Eagle Scouts contributed their time and labor toward the project, including Eric Weiser, who built and installed the exercise and agility equipment at the park, Kane Page, who built cantilevered sunshades and benches, and Steve Livengood of Atlantic helped the boys with a substantial amount of his time and effort toward the project as well. Herring thanked everyone who donated their time, effort, and, of course, contributions toward making the Buck Creek Dog Park a facility Atlantic can be proud of. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Friday approved a federal aid agreement for a bridge replacement project on County Road N28, about 2 miles south of Highway 92, over a tributary to the West Nottoway River near the Montgomery County line.
What the federal aid agreement says is that we will comply with all federal requirements, meaning that we will not discriminate against, we will do proper bid letting, all of the things which allow us to continue to receive our federal aid dollars. And in a bridge project, that's 80% normally of the construction cost.
That's Cass County Engineer Charles Marker. The bridge is expected to cost $600,000. The board also adopted a resolution to revise the Cass County five-year plan by advancing a bridge project on Akron Road over a tributary of Crooked Creek in Grant Township. Bridge number 347 is on the Cass-Audubon County line.
It's basically a mirror image of what we did with Montgomery County. Since it's on the North County line, we are the responsible county agency that's doing this bridge. We would do the entire design, do the inspection, and Audubon County would reimburse us half of the cost. To keep it coordinated as part of the two counties working together, we have to have it in the same federal fiscal year, and we also have to have the dollar amounts balanced. So there is a resolution to move a project from the 2016 federal fiscal year to the 2017 fiscal year and the amount of dollars.
And the Cass County Board of Supervisors also approved a request by Charles Marker to put gravel on a level B or dirt road that serves as access for the Griswold Golf Course on the south side of the facility, 1 mile north of Highway 92.
I know we've had people in here before asking to rock that road. We've had several more requests to rock that road. We're anticipating if we rock the road that it would take about 500 tons to the mile, which is about the minimum we could put on. A cost of about $10,000, but we are in a position, should the board see fit to rock that road, that we could rock it.
A bridge that normally makes the golf course accessible will be repaired or replaced beginning next Monday, August the 3rd. The project is expected to be mostly complete by mid-November. The alternate road, meanwhile, will remain a Level B status. A judge wants a Sioux City man charged with first-degree murder to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. District Judge Stephen Andreessen has ordered 35-year-old Isaac Abdunur to be evaluated to determine if he has a mental disorder that would keep him from understanding proceedings in the case. The judge says he based his order on information provided by county jail staff and Abdunur's attorney. Abdunur has pleaded not guilty in connection with the fatal stabbing of 43-year-old Cornelia Steed in her Sioux City apartment in June. Police say the two were romantic partners. Abdunur's trial was set to begin in September, but the evaluation order will push back that date. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.